All right. Mark Wilner is Principal Technical Solutions Consultant at Ariba, an SAP company specializing in source-to-pay applications. Mark engages with prospective customers as part of the sales cycle to demonstrate aspects including integration of Ariba products into their ERPs or other back-end solutions and explain the architecture of Ariba's cloud solutions. Mark has participated in the management of the entire life cycle of an international rollout of the Ariba suite of applications. Please welcome Mark Wilner to the Cloud Developer Summit and Expo.
So a quick overview of the Ariba application. So Ariba spans a suite of applications that include sourcing activities, performs contract management, supplier management, as well as the procurement process from rec to invoice. That process is managed via applications that sit in the cloud, a cloud owned and maintained by Ariba itself, and with supplier automation being the critical component of the services that Ariba sells. So today I'm going to focus on the document automation, the aspect of the Ariba applications, what we call PO and invoice automation. What this allows people to do is automate the documents that are delivered or generated by, say, a customer's ERP, whether it be SAP's ECC, Oracle's financials product, or JD Edwards, or whatever the ERP happens to be, to their suppliers. Customer uses their procurement tool, generates a PO. POs are delivered to the supplier and all the supporting documents that go back and forth, order confirmations, ship notices, that sort of activity is managed via the Ariba network. So Ariba has a network of almost 2 million suppliers at this point. We have hundreds of customers that are interacting in this way. So what are we talking about as far as document automation? So what I have listed here on the screen is a list of some of the documents that Ariba automates. Typically, it's the PO and invoice, but on top of that, there's the supporting documents, order inquiries, advanced ship notices, service entry sheets, remittance information. So there's a one-stop shop for the supplier to manage all of their buying customer relationships and from the buyer to look at all their supplier relationships. It's a single hub of integration. So buyer connects one time to our network and they are enabled to the entire breadth of their supplier base. Part of the service that Ariba offers as well is the onboarding of suppliers to the network. So you connect one time, it's not the old fashioned, you know, you have an EDI relationship with each individual supplier. You have one XML relationship with our network. Supplier connects to our network any way they can, or they log into a portal. We support both the small suppliers up to the largest via different solutions on integrating with our network. It's a single point of integration for all involved rather than multiple integrations with each buying relationship. So like I mentioned, Ariba is an open network. We are owned by SAP, but that has not changed our strategy of accommodating just about any back-end system. So Ariba is the hub, whether the back-end system is an Oracle system or an SAP system, or and on, it doesn't really matter. Again, suppliers connect to us a number of different ways. They can log into a portal and see a PO and create an invoice. They can have documents faxed to them. Or if they're a medium-sized company, maybe they have one of the Intuit suite of financial applications that they can connect directly to our network. Finally, the larger suppliers may have a ERP like Oracle and SAP or something like that they can connect directly to our network. So we can accommodate any size supplier. The point is we try to approach 100% of buyers' supply relationships across our network. So from the buyer perspective, typically the customer is living in their ERP and the typical buyer isn't even aware that there's an activity going on that's automating these documents. However, there is a portal they can log in and see their invoice and that has been delivered on our portal rather than directly in the ERP. They can see their list of purchase orders. Our network can accommodate the customizations they might want to add to their purchase order. We have a flexible XML message that can be adjusted for any customizations they want to manage. Supplier enablement also includes the ability to deliver catalogs electronically. If suppliers want to manage their catalogs electronically, those can be delivered across our network as well. The management of supplier enablement, I mentioned, is a service that's provided as part of this. So getting your suppliers on, our network is only as good as the suppliers that are on it, so clearly that's a critical aspect of what our service provides, is the supplier enablement. For the sake of time, I'm going to skip forward a little bit. From the supplier perspective, they can log into our portal, see their POs, and flip them into invoices if they so choose. Typically, though, the large-scale suppliers aren't doing that. They have a full-on relationship electronically with our network. They're delivering, a PO is generated by a customer's SRM system. And on the flip side, the customer is receiving it, or the supplier is receiving that document via their sales and distribution module. So Ariba becomes the pathway for that. And the stickiness of the network becomes big when suppliers start seeing multiple buyer relationships across that network. They're going to one place to manage all of their procurement activities. Now, how do we connect to our network? There's a number of different ways we can do it. Like I mentioned, it's an open network. Clearly, there's certain ERPs that we see more often, so we package up some of this interface. However, it's completely open and customizable to buyers and suppliers. So we are an SAP company. So there's certain aspects that we can deliver out of the box. So as of 2 years ago when SAP bought us, we delivered a product, an add-on through SAP's marketplace, which allows for native integration between ECC and our network. Customers install a patch basically into SAP and they're instantly connected to our network. We have partners who've set this up in a matter of, you know, an hour and started sending test documents back and forth. It's kind of a silver bullet when it comes to integration. However, and I'll skip forward to this. However, historically, we've been able to connect with just about any middleware. I have PI as my example here, but the middleware could be TIBCO, it could be Web Methods, it could be anything. It becomes an XML exercise, you mapping to your documents. Ariba does actually, if the customer leverages PI as their middleware, which is SAP's middleware product, we can deliver mappings to SAP's IDOCs. But that is, again, it's open to the customer. Open network, because we see Oracle frequently, it's not unusual for customers to integrate their Oracle ERP, whether it be iProcurement or different financial modules in SAP, or Oracle, I should say. We have customers who deliver, who leverage Oracle's or backend systems, but use us for the automation of their documents. If the customer happens to use Fusion, we can provide them some of the, we can package up some of that interface for them. But again, agnostic to middleware, agnostic to ERP. In the end, Ariba is just passing an XML message back and forth. You're welcome to use whatever you want. Like I mentioned, it is an open network. And we can accommodate just about any middleware. So whether if SAP's ECC ERP is behind the scenes, Oracle's financials, or anything. And we've seen just about any ERP you can name to connect to our network, and just about any middleware. Customers can build their own interface. And we don't have time for it today, but I've actually built out some interfaces using Boomi as the middleware, which is Dell's middleware product, really excellent middleware. I've also have a demonstration, which I don't have the time to show today, of generating POs out of MM and SAP that sends documents directly to our network. So flexibility when it comes to the interface. Ariba historically, like I mentioned, was agnostic to the ERP. There's certain ERPs that we'd see over and over again, so we could package up some of the interface, but in the end, customers bring whatever they have and we connect it to our network. Finally, Ariba has this concept of an open adapter for customers of ours who have no middleware strategy or don't have the IT resources. Ariba can provide additional resources where, in fact, we host that integration for them and deliver them documents, even if it's just a flat file, to accommodate whatever back-end system they have. So Ariba can provide additional services to manage the middleware. Ariba is trying to service not just the big companies, not the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, but the mom and pops who want to manage document automation. Ariba's network is as good as the number of suppliers that are on it. Like I mentioned before, we have something like 2 million suppliers. So accommodating a range of different buying opportunities only makes our network better. It adds new suppliers, new interesting chances to benefit everybody. I'm going to skip forward. I was going to show you a demo, but in the end, to show you how straightforward it is to build these interfaces, from my own knowledge, I took Dell's middleware product called Boomi, which has got a terrific interface and is simple to use, and built up an XML message that read from flat files to generate a message on our network. We also have demonstration environments that I'll show when we deliver something online for you to look at. That can show us generating a document out of MM and SAP and delivering it to our network. Finally, Ariba's message that we delivered is a standard XML document. Ariba is a proponent of the CXML standard. If you'd like to see what our standard layouts look like, you can just go to cxml.org and download the documentation to see what our layouts look like. XML document, any middleware can manage. And that is the quick and the 10-cent version of my discussion.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. Recently, DCIA had come on to Ariba to sign up one of our new member companies, and it was a pleasure. It really
Oh, great.
Great. So we've been through it. And I look forward to getting the